Welcome to the December 9th National Armed American Radio broadcast. It was a great one. A couple things before we get started. Make sure you visit our sponsor, PennyGunAuction.com, this week, because now, between now and the 16th, you have an opportunity to pick up 30 free bids. Everybody gets 10. Use the promo code USCCA in caps and get an extra 20 for a total of 30 free bids. Use them next week. We'll be following the auction on the 16th live on Armed American Radio. The winner will receive their choice of several Ruger firearms. PennyGunAuction.com, promo code USCCA in caps. Also, don't forget your free reports, freehomedefense.com, and how to get a concealed carry permit.com. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the show.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Great to have you with us today. This is the Roundtable. Sean says,
I just want to tell you, I'm sorry to break into your monologue here, but I just wanted to tell you, a John Young, you are not.
What was I pretending to be?
Well, no, you were saying, you know how every time he comes on, you actually say the same thing.
If you ever turn my mic on a little bit early, you're going to throw me for a loop.
I don't, believe me.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I just had to mention that. I'm sorry.
And a host, John Young, is not. Let's make that very clear.
Why you had to go there, man?
Because I love the guy. Texas burglary suspect calls 911 on homeowner with a gun. See, this is what I love about Texas. Bob Costas, are you paying attention? Texas burglary suspect calls 911 on homeowner with a gun. Help, I'm breaking into his house. He's holding a gun on me. I won't even tell you.
Oh, it's an excellent story.
It is. It's a great story.
It is a great story.
Right. Yeah. He was worried. He was discovered. James Garreau, the homeowner, told the station, and I quote now from the news report, my Fox DFW.
Yes.
Discovered a man wearing a dark hoodie inside his Springtown, Texas home. I guess the guy shouldn't use the hoodie description because that would be racist. Well, even though he was in the house.
Well, you know.
I mean, you know, he's wearing a hoodie.
I'm sure.
But he's in my house. Well, how do you know who it is if he's wearing a hoodie? Forget it. Went right above your head.
Well, no, the congressman is going to wear it. They're going to do that again. Remember?
All right. Let's bring the crew in. We have a full table today. It's going to be a good one. David Kodria, welcome to the show. The Roundtable, my man. Always a pleasure. How are you?
I was giving Sean over the break my burger recipe. I'm going to have to mail it to him. And that reminded me that yesterday, one of the things I do regularly is I donate blood at the Red Cross because I have the good type that they can give to preemies and stuff like that.
Right.
And I had the ladies in the Bloodmobile there. I was giving them my recipe for beef bourguignon. So maybe I've got a maybe I ought to start a recipe blog or something.
Yes.
Yeah, start the recipe by telling them what holster they should strap on before they start cooking.
Mm.
See how they handle you the next go around. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Vernal, Utah. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
It's a pleasure and a privilege.
As always, correct?
As always.
You have a fan, George, that's joining us today from Hawaii. Famed photojournalist, photographer.
Barry Markowitz.
Great stuff. Barry, from Hawaii, that beautiful, beautiful state out in the Pacific Ocean. How you doing today?
Lovely. Totally lovely. You know,
Ogre? Barry. Barry Ogre.
Always enjoy getting the emails, Barry.
I do not purchase anything without emailing George the Mad Ogre Hill first, because he is my guru, my personal guru.
That's because you're a very wise and astute man.
And you, sir, are very humble, I might add.
Yes, George. It is. George is.
Let's go around the table. How about it? Shall we go around the table first? Let's start with this, and we'll start with David, then we'll go to George, and we'll go to Barry. Sean, you can jump in whenever you want.
Right.
Smith & Wesson posts 48% increase in second quarter sales as demand surges for all firearms products. David, does that shock you?
Well, it might shock the people at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence who are out there trying to convince everybody that it's all a myth, that there's no demand for guns.
I guess we could couple that along the lines of our great sponsor, Ruger, who you will hear throughout 2013 on this broadcast, whose representatives will be on this program in the very near future throughout 2013 to tell us about the great goings-on at Ruger. Get this. Their sales were so high, they had to stop taking orders for half a year.
Good grief.
But nobody's buying firearms, according to those folks, are they, David?
No, according to CSGV and the Bradys and all that, it's all this big myth that's being ginned up by the NRA. And, you know, they just don't want to admit reality, Mark.
Reality being, on Black Friday, 154,873 background checks completed by the FBI. George, you work in a gun shop in Vernal, Utah, Basin Sports.
I do. And Smith & Wesson has, you know, they're riding this popularity wave of their new M&P Shield and, of course, their AR-15 rifles.
Yeah, their M&P line of AR-15 rifles is absolutely outstanding. We'll go there in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole M&P line, and they're moving fast. And with Ruger, you know, our friends at Ruger, those LC9s, it's hard to keep them on the shelf, but thank goodness Ruger keeps us well supplied. So every time we're about to run out, we get a few more, so it's good.
I spent quite a bit of time in some of the gun shops. Was just up in Minneapolis at our great sponsor, Gander Mountain, doing some photo shoots and stuff on Wednesday this past week. And the gun counter, just absolutely packed.
Local gun shop
here in the area, High Caliber and Big Woods Goods, absolutely packed.
Yeah,
absolutely packed.
2 days. It's been just like business normally is on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
We've had people lined up.
Wow.
Barry Markowitz, are you lining up and making purchases as well?
Number one, in Hawaii, I may have sent it to you, there's a request by the Hawaii Rifle Association to allow registration of firearms. We are a must-register state for long arms and pistols, to do the registration in substations, police substations, because it is a three-hour line to register. Number two, my daddy's been begging me to find him in California a Smith & Wesson M&P 45, so y'all can do that for him. And lastly, regarding this whole thing about people rushing to buy guns, let me share with you my personal deal. I am only looking to acquire firearms for my children, not for myself, because my concern, and I know the history, has been what is grandfathered in. And ownership and transfer to your children or grandchildren is generally assured. So I would like George's input about that.
That's a great point.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
George, that's a super point. Let's go there. I don't think we've ever discussed that before. Thanks for bringing that up. I'll let you take that one, Mr. Ogre.
You know, it's always a good thing that you give a gift of a weapon, and that's a very special thing. It's showing that not only do you have love and concern and you're sharing something very special with them, but also that you trust them and that you, I mean, this is more than giving them the keys to the car. This is giving them, you know, the power of life and death, the power of self-defense, the power to go hunt for your food. It's almost a sacred thing. It's very special, and it's taken far too granted.
Let's go to the legacy issue that Barry was talking about, George, where they're generally grandfathered in the event there should be a quote-unquote ban. So let's go back to the assault weapons ban of 1994.
Now, when that happened, guns that were proscribed, that had too many evil features, like the shoulder thingy that goes up. These things were banned, and if you already owned one, it was fine. You can have it, but you cannot go out and buy a new one from a dealer. And so the value of those guns that were already in the grandfathered-in market doubled or even tripled in some cases. So it's a good investment opportunity, of course. But just having one of these guns that you know, that somebody else says is bad, I think it's only a good thing. It's like if there's a book that's banned, you know, that you automatically want to read it. Because you're like, you know, why? You want to know. But a gun that's banned really only has features that are only misunderstood. For example, an adjustable stock is a banned feature under the assault weapons ban.
Why? What makes an adjustable stock so scary and so frightening and so evil?
Well, you can have an 11-inch stock or a 12-inch stock, but you can't have a stock that goes between the two because that's obviously, you know, the spawn of Lucifer is, you know, with that kind of stock. It's
what makes a pistol grip so evil?
You know, I don't get it. I try to understand any gun law, and I literally cannot understand any of.
Does it change the function of the weapon?
No, it doesn't.
Can I intervene, gentlemen?
Please do, Barry.
Okay. I have been a competitor under IOC rules. I shot free rifle, English match, single shot 22 in the Commonwealth Games and in two USA World Cups in Chino, the former LA Olympic site. Mm-hmm. We have on our free rifle a pistol grip. We have adjustable stock. The reason you have that is so that you can properly and to your greatest potential release the trigger and hit on target properly.
Accurately. Hey, Barry, I need you to hold that thought if you would. I know the breeze is blowing out there in Hawaii, but we've got to take a quick break here on the Armed American Radio Network on the mainland. We'll be right back after this with the Roundtable Gang. Don't go away.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth and reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new TaxSlide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The TaxSlide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the TaxSlide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio. I love that. To the roundtable. Listen to this quote. I pointed the gun at him and asked him who he is and what the hell he was doing in my house. He said his name was Lance, and I said, Lance, what the hell are you doing in my house? And he said, unlucky, just unlucky. Now, let me tell you something, Lance. No, pal, you weren't unlucky. Had you been in my house, you would have been unlucky because you wouldn't have gotten up. I don't know if this individual had kids in the house, David Kodria, or not. But I do. And I don't think it much would have mattered because I don't think I would have been doing any talking at that point in time.
No, I don't think so either. I'd like to real quickly address points that Barry and George both made. The first being that Dianne Feinstein's new proposed so-called assault weapons ban will prohibit transfer after the original owner is no longer around. So that will kind of put the kibosh on
right.
Willing those to your children. The other thing is that the new attack from the anti-gunners is saying, no, the features are more than cosmetic. For instance, they allow you to spray fire from the hip. And, you know, I've heard that before. And when I saw that again, I just decided on my blog, thewarongguns.com, to post the opening theme segment video from The Rifleman.
You know, you have to ask this question. Spray fire from the hip.
Yeah, from the bullet hose, right?
From the bullet hose. This is absolutely astonishing that these people think this way. I don't understand. I don't pretend to understand the reality from which they believe they come from. I've seen too many of my movies. I don't know.
That's got to be something on a video, because I've seen things like that on video games. But, I mean, I'm not with you. Where do you get this stuff from? And here's what kills me. The people that say this have never shot a gun in their life. How do you know? Where are you getting your information from?
And they're all there as talking heads, and they're, you know, uncorrected on the programs they appear yep. on, where yep. they're talking about how you can buy machine guns and artillery off the internet.
Yeah.
Is that military artillery yeah. Bob Costas was referring to?
Mm.
The artillery. And George Hill.
Let's talk about, you're talking about even a .22 that you were talking about. I don't know if it was a more powerful .22 than a regular long rifle, but what the legislators that are anti-Second Amendment don't comprehend when they talk about different firearms. What the four of us or five of us, including Chanto, can do with a single-shot .22
correct.
Or a single-shot shotgun or a .22 pistol is unimaginable by legislators that are anti-Second Amendment
that think a military-style semi-automatic rifle is more dangerous. No. It is, what is your training?
Mm-hmm.
What is right. your capability? How do you practice? What are you capable of doing? You know, there are people here in Hawaii, and I'm going to get to the CCW in Hawaii through this, that are more dangerous than any of us if we had a firearm, because there are unregistered people that are martial arts people and mixed martial arts people. BJ Penn was fighting nationally last night. You don't have road rage in Hawaii because the little guy that gets out in front can put you on your back and pull out your vocal cords in 2 seconds. So think about that. It doesn't matter what the tool is, and firearms are simply tools, for them to get all excited about what is the capacity, this and that. It only takes one. And it only
firearms,
takes one skilled person.
Barry, firearms are heavily restricted in Hawaii, correct?
Well, actually, this is a strange thing. Because of the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan, that firearm was purchased here in a pawn shop. So Hawaii made probably the most restrictive gun laws in the nation then. But now, compared to California and several other places, we actually have more freedom, that there is no limit on a .223 or .308 unless there's a corresponding pistol. And then the capacity can be no greater than 10 rounds. We don't have a AR-15 pistol for sale in the state of Hawaii, so it kind of knocks that one out. So right now, actually, I think the general feeling is that we could live with the current state of affair of gun laws if we were allowed to have concealed carry. And I will defer to you, Mark Walters, when we need to discuss specific incidents that have happened, including one a mile away from President Obama's Christmas vacation home.
Well, and that's going to be fodder for another show. We're simply not going to have time. Listen, Hawaii is still considered a quote-unquote May issue state. Let's start right there with May issue. The difference between May issue and shall issue is exactly what it says. The state may issue you a permit. However, when you hear may, Barry, as you well know, being in Hawaii, it means, well, the state will determine whether or not you meet the requirements as set forth by government as to whether or not you can have a permit.
Hawaii,
that's may issue.
No, the way you spell may in Hawaii is A-I-N apostrophe T.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the fact that they have that discretion. Does anyone in Hawaii have a permit? Is it possible to get one?
It is theoretically possible. The understanding we had several years ago is that former Chief Nakamura, his sister was assaulted, and she was a holder of a CCW after the assault.
All right, now, hold that thought for 1 second. Hold that thought, Barry, for 1 second. I want to jump further here. David, you had mentioned earlier about the second U.S. District Court ruling in New York.
Yeah, I think it was the Second Circuit.
Second Circuit.
And may means may not, unless you can jump through the hoops and provide them with what they consider to be good cause. And here's where these people really kind of jump the shark in terms of legality. First of all, the three-judge panel, all of them have anti-gun records, okay?
Now, go ahead and tell listeners, though, specifically, quickly, what that case was about.
Well, it was about whether or not you could get shall issue in New York.
Versus may issue.
Yeah, I think it was in versus the city of Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and basically the judges said no, because Heller and McDonald just addressed in a home, and the Supreme Court has been silent on whether or not you can bear arms. Well, we all know what the Second Amendment says, but here's where they were wrong. Because you go back to the infamous, notorious Dred Scott decision,
mm-hmm.
and the reason he said at that time that black Americans could not be considered citizens is because then they would have the rights of the free men to be able to carry guns wherever they went. That
Correct.
Was the understanding of the Supreme Court back then.
Now, what's important about why we're discussing this right now is the fact that if the Supreme Court refuses to take the New York Second Circuit case and lets it stand, it becomes precedent. And Barry, guess what happens in Hawaii? okay? You get nothing, and they will refer to that New York court case. And the Supreme Court virtually allows that to stand by refusing to take that case and rule further. More on the discussion when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. This is Vital Stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Sleep with both eyes open.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Make sure you head over to Penny Gun Auction, pennygunauction.com. Right now, winner's choice of either a Sig Scorpion 1911 45 ACP or a Rock River Entry Tactical AR223. Right now. That's cool stuff. Next week here on the Armed American Radio Network, we will be following the live auction of your choice of our great sponsor, one of, I believe, four Rugers that you get to pick from. How cool is that? Head over to pennygunauction.com, pennygunauction.com, and register for free, pennygunauction.com. I'll have more information for you on the podcast version. If you are unable to listen to the show live, you'll be hearing this tomorrow and for the rest of the week. Welcome back to the program, pennygunauction.com. Very cool stuff, by the way. David Kodria, how are you today?
Well, I actually don't feel too sorry for Barry right now because I had to take my jacket off and turn my space heater down here on my porch. So,
world of difference between where you are and where he is. Barry, welcome back to the program. I take it I saw the movie The Descendants the other day with, George Clooney in there? George Clooney?
George Clowney,
whatever you want to refer to him as. We're having some fun here. But a great movie. I thought it was a great movie. Of course, it takes place in Hawaii. And does everybody really have their doors and windows open, feeling that breeze all day long out there like they did in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, you're just killing me.
Well, the trimaran, I parked it out here on my private dock, which is real for you. You're not here. All you guys are invited to come down to the Pacific Island studios of Armed American Radio. We might jot down to my wife's little hotel in Samoa and have a better time and talk about interesting firearms rights down there in a foreign country. So come on, guys. Get your miles together and get out of here.
That is something that we may very well do. Just kind of hang in there with that. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you want to go out and broadcast the show from Hawaii?
I think we have to do that at one point. Maybe hold a training class out there. And, spread some love out there to our...
Yeah, we'll have to get Pincus involved in that one, too. Won't we get to do a combat focus shooting?
I'm only 3 minutes from Cocoa Head Shooting Range, which is an incredible free-to-the-public shooting range. This is the center of the armed American universe.
There you go.
You know what it might be? How come we're not there already? Especially in the dead of winter, how come we're not there already? Oh, man.
Right? Hold that thought. Let's go on to another topic here. NFL players, 3 out of 4 own guns. Now, this surprises Bob Costas, and he referred to Tony Dungy making a comment how when he first spoke to the team, when he took over the team and entered the NFL, how many of you own guns? He said he was shocked to see 80% of the players raise their hands. Now, let me educate Bob Costas, and for that matter, Tony Dungy. These are individuals who are very high profile. These are individuals who all of a sudden come into fame and fortune. These are individuals who have people harassing them, following them, stalking them. Why in the world would they decide they needed some protection? Now, let's do some mathematics. There are 32 football teams in the NFL. The rosters are at about 65. That's 2,080 players. David Kodria, does it shock you that 3 out of 4 NFL players would feel the need to want to protect themselves? Because according to Bob Costas, this is a gun culture within the NFL, and it is also permeated throughout sports, the NBA as well, too. David?
It is the American culture, and it doesn't surprise me at all. And even though these guys are all supreme athletes and they're big and they could probably take any of us in a one-on-one, first of all, why should they, when a gun can stop the violence from happening in the first place, why should they risk injury to themselves and the end to their career? And it always gets me when you get these little toads, these trolls, who say that gun owners are cowards because they have to have a gun with them and they can't just duke it out. Oh, wait a minute. You know, these are professional athletes. I know a lot of former SEALs, former military people. I don't know any cowards in the bunch. And the bottom line is that a gun is a prudent decision to have as a tool for personal defense. And more often than not, it can stop the violence from even escalating to a fist fight.
Well, here's something for you. I don't know any police officer that I've ever spoken with ever who doesn't carry their firearm off duty. George Hill, does it surprise you that NFL players, 3 out of 4, would own a firearm for their own self-protection?
No, that's no surprise at all, because guns are becoming more and more accepted into the American culture again, re-accepted. And these guys, they're out there, they're driving nice cars, they have things on them that could be stolen, they have beautiful wives that could be, snatched and pulled away from them. They have their obligation, just like everybody else, a moral obligation to protect their loved ones.
Being more in the public eye makes them more visible. I would expect nothing less. Barry Markowitz out in Hawaii, does it surprise you that 3 out of 4 of the NFL players would own guns?
Well, it surprises me that Dungy is sniffing the same glue that Bob Costas is sniffing. Because what the heck does he have to say about professional football players being less enabled to have Second Amendment rights? Do they have less rights because they're popular or might have more money? I don't think so. And a small note, on the sideline of the USC football scrimmage this past spring, my son was visiting with my old friend, Junior Seau, 3 days before it happened.
Is that right?
Junior was in great spirits, did some nice photos. We ran on the front page of the Samoa News subsequently. And you know what? I don't think that anybody should dare question somebody's Second Amendment rights. It's not right. It's not fair.
Would they question their First Amendment rights? I hate to pick on Tony Dungy. I like Tony Dungy. He's a great guy. He's done some great work, and he did amazing work, still does amazing work in the Tampa Bay community where he still resides. He is a super guy. I have had the opportunity to talk with him before. He won't remember. Of course, I remember. I've had the opportunity to meet with him and talk with him on more than one occasion, briefly, at locations where we were at. Like I said, I have a couple photographs of those encounters. And I invited Tony Dungy on the air with me when I was broadcasting from Tampa, and I did not get a reply back. Wasn't shocked by that, but I was shocked to hear that it would shock him, being a part of the NFL, that high-profile individuals that they are, the athletes that they are, in any sport, be it baseball, any sport.
Talk about Kaluka Maiava of the Cleveland Browns, who was my son's teammate at USC, and he's a proud son of Maui, Hawaii. You know why he's such a great linebacker? He's a little guy. He's a pig hunter. He goes up in the mountains in Hawaii and Oahu here. He may not even bring a gun sometime. He takes a knife and some dogs, and he hunts these big 500-600-pound, just huge pigs up there. That is a brave man. Don't you think that maybe linebackers and defensive tackles, maybe they are raised as outdoors people, as my son is, a starting offensive lineman at USC. Maybe that's part of their success, is being outdoors people and being a Second Amendment people, because my son was shooting with me all over him holding a gun since he was 2 years old.
Right.
Maybe that's part of our culture. Part of being an American is to be outdoors person and be a sportsman. And so, you know what, Tony? Get away from that glue, man. It's bad for your brain.
I don't know if it's glue or if it's Kool-Aid. I just hate to see it. I hate to see it from the standpoint that we're questioning someone's constitutional rights to protect and defend themselves, particularly somebody that is in a high-profile position. I'm not saying that, that doesn't take anything away from you if you're not in a high-profile position. You're no different than they are, but they are in a higher profile position, and they do have a right to do it. So leave them alone. It's their Second Amendment right, just like it is yours. More on the discussion in the roundtable when we come back with Barry, George, the Mad Ogre, and David Kodria after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I got great emails here. Mark, weather has been lousy here in New Jersey, and my barbecue pit has been cold. I'm going through withdrawals here. Time for another edition of Barbecuing While Armed. I'm thinking beer can chicken, smoked, mesquite wood, on hip, Smith & Wesson 1911. If I weren't in New Jersey, barbecuing indoors is just not safe. Thank you, Kevin Hogue. Kevin, thanks very much. Appreciate the email. Barbecue while armed. Just don't let anybody see it, like your neighbors. It's New Jersey. What can I tell you? Welcome back to the program. David Kodria, how you doing up there in Ohio?
Doing good. It's raining right now, but you know what? It's going to turn to snow pretty soon. Hopefully we'll have a white Christmas.
Hopefully you'll have a white Christmas? I guess
I love it.
Yeah, in Cleveland, you guys get that lake effect snow. Snow's like crazy up there and stays cold for a while. I got some family up there, too. And, of course, I used to live up in Mentor in North Olmsted. So, yeah, it's cold. Yeah, I got pictures of me in snowdrifts when I was about 5 years old. I remember it snowed a lot. Of course, maybe that's because I was, like, just a short little critter with a lot of snow. George the Mad Hill. George the Mad Hill. George the Mad Ogre Hill. Vernal, Utah. You guys get any snow out there?
You know, it dusted a little bit last night, but not very much. We've got a big snowstorm that's coming in. It was following my wife coming back from Salt Lake, but it kind of missed Ogre Ranch. So we're doing okay, but it is cold, especially when you ride a motorcycle every day like I do. It is cold.
No, you're a nutcase anyway. Barry Markowitz out in Hawaii. Snow?
Yeah, you're talking about nutcase. It's snowing chocolate-covered macadamia nuts and coffee. Do you want me to bring them to the SHOT Show for y'all?
I will. I don't know. I want you to bring something. I don't know what, though. We'll correspond before I see you out there in Vegas. Here in Georgia, I had a very strange incident the other day. Can't figure out why it was. It just 2 days ago, actually yesterday, rained all day. Rained all day. Gray sky,
you know,
rained all day.
My daughter lives there in Atlanta. Did you know that?
Say again?
My daughter lives in Atlanta.
Okay, well, your daughter will attest to the fact, if she was anywhere near me, that it rained all day. And I looked down at the app on my phone here to see what the weather was going to be. I was heading over to Home Depot. And while I was out, I was going to buy one of those fire logs for outside. And I thought, well, if it's raining all day, that's kind of worthless. Let me check the weather. And the Weather Channel app showed sun all day. And I went and I looked at it hourly, and it's been raining for hours. It's gray sky, not a break in the clouds at all. Literally just that misty rain all day. And the app said sunny for every hour on every. Now, I got to point out that the Weather Channel is based here in Atlanta. I mean, can't they just look out the side of the windows? We better fix that. I don't know.
Misty rain in Hawaii is a blessing. And it's 80 degrees here, guys. Again, my wife is cooking up some of her famous fresh ahi, and we're waiting. I'm waiting for the knock at the door.
Do you have a surfboard leaning against anything at your house?
I have it leaning here next to my bed, next to the 45 that the Mad Ogre suggested I obtain, and I did.
Which one is it? Let's talk guns. Mad Ogre, do you remember?
I believe that was a SIG 1911.
And it's the, was it Compact Elite Two-Tone? It is lovely.
Yeah.
It is comfortable. When I get that in my crossbreed, it's going to be so
nice.
Yes. Okay, Barry is referring to the email he sent me last week, and I can assure you that we'll get that out to you. I promise you that. Trent, if you're listening, you heard it here first.
Is that appendix or is that the other one, the plus? Or both?
Well, both, maybe. We can check for both. Which one would you prefer?
I think reasonably it would be right for me to have both because I have a column where I write about cool stuff, and I will write about it, and I will share with the world what my experience has been because I'll be in Las Vegas, the SHOT Show. I'm thinking of going to Texas and seeing Sean. My son's playing in the Sun Bowl on New Year's Eve, USC versus Georgia Tech, and I heard that it's allowed in Texas to do things we can't do in Hawaii, like protect yourself.
Yeah, it definitely is, no question about it. Let me ask you this, Barry, being from Hawaii, are you born and raised out there?
Born in Los Angeles, lived a long time in Samoa, Western Samoa, the independent nation,
right.
Was the first legal pistol owner in the history of the nation, and then moved to Hawaii about 20 years ago. So, you know, I've got a lot of relatives here, a lot of friends here. I've been connected for 40 years to Hawaii, but I am not actually Kama'aina, L.A. born and raised.
All right, well, that qualifies you. Let me ask you a question. Do you have, and I'm sure you do you have a for example, a Florida permit or a Utah permit?
I have four permits, and I wanted to ask you a question about that.
Please.
I've got Las Vegas, which I think is different than outer Nevada.
It is, that county, Clark County, you're right.
Right, I have that. I have Utah, I have Florida, and I have Arizona. I wanted to ask you something real quick that I don't know if it was on the show. When I took the Las Vegas Clark County course, I thought it was really, really good. It was very intensive, hands-on, included a shooting requirement, which was great. But Bob Irwin, that owns the gun store there, he informed us that Harry Reid had in committee a bill regarding reciprocity that would have passed last summer when I was taking the course. And he said Harry Reid was holding it back. And I didn't know if
if you guys had shined the light on that and if everybody was calling Harry Reid and saying, what's up, Barman? What are you holding that for in the committee? Let the nation's legislators decide. Is that something that was public, or is that only something we knew about in the class because Bob Irwin took us aside and told us?
David Codrey, is he referring to the Thune Amendment, or the Thune, do you know?
National reciprocity? No, this is actually the first I'm hearing of it, and I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be doing some research.
Right, yeah, we're going to have to get back to you on that. I don't believe that was Thune's bill being national reciprocity, so we'll definitely take a look into that. I'm not sure. Clark County's got some funky laws out there, okay, because of the uniqueness, of the casinos and so forth, but it is what it is. We'll find out for you. Great question, though. So you do have other permits. You have a Florida permit in Utah. That gives you access to carry in approximately 36 states, I believe, with Utah in the addition of South Carolina.
No incentive to be a tourist in Oregon or California, doesn't it?
No, you're absolutely correct about that. None of them are.
What's up with Oregon? I mean, Oregon sounds like a cool state, but what is their problem? I mean, I don't want to be traveling the back roads visiting my buddies in Dallas, Oregon, or on the coast, and I get a flat tire at night, and some drug guy wants to borrow my car, you know, when I'm there on the side of the road. What is their problem? I think we're pretty responsible guys. We have four permits. Something should be eligible over there.
They don't even let you pump your own gas in Oregon.
Well, so, George, you know, that
tells you everything you need to know.
You're true. What it is a full-service station. A lot of people don't know that, but I was out in Oregon not too long ago and kind of freaked out when I pulled up to the gas pump. This kid comes walking out and starts washing my windows and says, what can I get you? I said, are you kidding me?
Kind of flashback to the 60s, isn't it?
It was kind of nice. I took photographs of him and showed everybody. I couldn't believe it. Wow, full-service. Yeah, it was actually state law.
Mark, did you feel naked out there since you couldn't see C-Dub?
No, because I had my gun with me. I'll tell you about that on another broadcast. Barry Markowitz, Hawaii, love it. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming back for the roundtable. David Codria, pleasure as usual. We'll see you next week. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you'll be back next week as all. Shanto, how much time do we have?
We have 30 seconds.
Good, because the last time you really screwed me up on the countdown. Let's not let that
happen. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing. We'll try to get you Larry Pratt on next week. We'll bring the roundtable together again. Remember, check out all of our great sponsors. And next week, we're following the penny gun auction of your choice of Rugers. Carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere. Don't leave your cave without your club. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart. We go, the horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Bacon Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.